True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Washington sits at 2-2, and they're set to travel across the country to take on the LA Chargers Sunday at 4:25 on Fox. It's going to be a good one, Michael.
Oh, man, this is going to be so fun. Justin Herbert's been so good this year, but then they have their inexplicable loss out in New York to Jackson Dart. They need a rebound game. I haven't loved the number of teams that they're playing this year who are on rebound games. Atlanta getting blanked by Carolina very clearly was important for them to generate momentum. It's going to be the same in LA. These guys are thinking Super Bowl. These guys are thinking big. They're thinking AFC West title. They need a bounce back game after what happened in New York.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing about the NFL, where when the schedule comes out, you can pick your wins and losses, but it really comes down to matchups and who's coming in hot, who's coming in cold, who's the desperate team, and it kind of seems like 2 weeks in a row now, right? Atlanta was blanked 30-0. The Chargers are still pissed they lost to the Giants, gave Jackson Dart his first career win. It's not a great spot for Washington. And when the schedule came out, I said, this is one of the top three toughest games on the schedule.
And the Bears next week coming off a bye, the Monday nighter, but the Bears are going to be on 15 days rest for that game. You know teams coming off a bye are more successful historically. So it's not who you play. It's when you play them. Hasn't broken the right way, but I'm optimistic Jaden Daniels returns on Sunday. You know my take. I think they would have won that game Sunday with Jaden Daniels.
You really think that?
I think you look at the first possession of the second half where they settled for three.
Yeah.
I think he scores a touchdown and gets seven. And then after the Sanders still interception where they have to settle for the field goal right away, I think you let him run the ball, he gets in, they get seven there. I've just created 8 points for you.
Yeah, but Atlanta ended with the ball.
Yes,
and with our defense not stopping anyone, they would have gotten into game-winning field goal range.
It is very hard to argue with that. They were torching the defense all day long. Certainly a scenario where they have the ball with 2 minutes left needing a win, they probably get the win.
Do you agree that in the NFL, 27 points on the road is good enough?
Yes. Oh, with a backup quarterback and with Terry out? Goodness, yes. You should win if you score 27 on the road, regardless of circumstances. Even if Jaden was in and they had scored 27, that needs to be enough to win a football game.
Yeah, but there is one theme that is absolutely true throughout the entire road test of this season. It's slow starts.
It is, and Dan Quinn mentioned it. It was the first thing he said after the game. We started slow in both of our road games. We're going to look at that going into L.A. this week. Now, I think they had planned for the long trip to L.A. all along, but I think certainly that validates his decision to do that. We're going to get to L.A. We're going to practice Friday. We're going to practice Saturday. We're going to wake up there Sunday. We're going to feel like a home game because we've been there for so long. We're going to go out. We're going to play our best at SoFi, a place where historically there is not much of a home field advantage, right? That historically, the crowds at SoFi tend to be tamer, tend to be more 50-50. It's not a loud, raucous environment. I think it's very much top of mind for Dan Quinn is how to get those faster starts on the road.
This is going to be a big challenge challenge for Dan Quinn and his entire coaching staff. They need to have a better game plan, and they need to maybe dumb it down or limit it so that the players can absolutely execute it. I did feel like it came down to the players not executing the play calls on Sunday.
Yeah, I also worry they can't get any dumber than what it was. I mean, they're playing some simple cover threes when they were losing guys. Yeah, our guy Logan Paulson does great tape breakdowns. Well, this is a defense they teach you in high school football. This is a defense every college base installs in summer camp. This is not an outlandish ask to say play cover three defense, right? Like any football textbook you're going to read is going to draw up a cover three shell for you, and it didn't look like they were putting any wrinkles on it. They're just running the cover three shell, and they were running it incorrectly. At a certain point, I think you've got to look at, can we put Noah Igbinoghene in for some snaps? Can we bring in some fresh blood? Can we rotate some guys in and out? Because you've got to send a message at some point, this just isn't acceptable.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you do something to move Lattimore. Can he play inside at all? On the outside, he's too slow.
Yeah.
And it makes it look like, so that every amateur that watches the game says, Marshawn Lattimore sucks. I don't think in terms of like an NFL player, he sucks. I think he's too slow.
Remember DeSean Jackson in like his final 4 years, and it's just like he was still DeSean Jackson. You saw it from time to time, but there were so many plays where he's kind of checking out of the play mentally, or he just didn't get the step, wasn't able to outrun guys. It just feels like we're in that stage of Lattimore's career. Like,
right,
because we've seen it, we know this guy's capable of that, but the guy we're looking at right now is not capable of doing that snap in and snap out. I don't think you can continue to pair him with number one receivers.
No, it's frustrating because I've heard it after the games. He will, even in Green Bay, he will say, well, I'm not getting burnt deep. Yeah, but you're getting burnt on simple 10-yard out routes, and that's moving the freaking chains because of you.
Yeah, not just that, but you know, if you're getting beat 4 yards, 5 yards, there are teams who build strategies around that. That's how teams play Mahomes right now, right? Is you give him 5 yards at a time, hope somebody has a holding, sets it back. They have 3rd and 12, 2nd and 14, 2nd and 16s, where he's giving up 15 yards, chunk yardage.
Right.
You know, though, if he gives up 5 yarders on those, I'm less mad. If you give up 12 yards on 2nd and 16, well, now they're back on pace again. Those are the plays you can't give up.
Yeah, that's why, to me, it's on the players, right? I mean, there were several times in which we got a big stop on first down, and it was 2nd and long. And then, oh, yeah, Drake London got 14 of the 16 yards. And then 3rd and 2, they converted.
It was tough to watch. Just so many moments that could have changed the game. That final drive by Atlanta, I keep saying final drive, obviously they had one more after it, but that the big 7-minute drive in the fourth quarter where they bled out the clock. A 3rd and 5. A 3rd and 6, and a 3rd and 6. You just need one player to make one big play in that stretch. One pass deflection, one breakup, one sack, one pressure. Any of those can give you the ball in a one-score football game.
Yeah, and just also, you know, we talked about this. This defense, we're looking at almost 2 years now, right? I mean, because Dan Quinn's been in charge. They have been doing what Ron Rivera did, bend but don't break. That's not good defense, because when you break, you're awful. And that's what this team did. And now you look at it, and it's like, well, 2 of the 4 games they broke. And when you're letting the Falcons get 400 yards of offense and then get into the end zone, you're just giving your team no chance. The first quarter, Marcus Mariota was on the field for 3 plays. 3 plays, because the defense couldn't get off the field.
I just forget Ron Rivera. How long have we been talking about communication in the secondary for? You know, Joe Witt talks about communication in the secondary and importance. Jack Del Rio talked about communication in the secondary. Ron Rivera talked about it. Joe Barry talked about it.
Jim Haslett talked about it.
Jim Haslett talked
about
it.
You go back to Greg Williams.
Greg Williams talked about it. Communication in the secondary. We've been talking about this for 2 decades now. Communicate in the secondary.
Right. Well, maybe that's the issue right there. Maybe we need to stop the communication. It's not working. They're not speaking English to each other. Every single week, it's the same thing where a team will do a simple motion, and they're forcing us to communicate, and they know we're not going to because we don't talk to each other. Because I don't know that they even like Marshawn Lattimore. I mean, it's just, it's an awful, it's simply, Can we change that? Can we just do man-to-man because the communication's not working?
You know, whatever you do, you've got to find a way because these breakdowns discourage the defensive line, too. The defensive line had some good plays, pushed them back on some plays. To push them back into second and 15 and then watch them give it up, that's dispiriting. Like, look at Cincinnati last night. They quit on the game midway through the game. Like, I don't want to get to the point where we're quitting on games.
Yeah, I think the thing that pissed me off the most was the play action to the tight end. That is the number. It's like the number one play in football.
You know
it's coming. Spider Y2 banana, right?
You know it's coming.
You fake it, and the tight end is leaking out. And we saw that last night. I think it was the Jets stopped it, right? When they tried to do it to like Darren Waller, even though he ended up scoring a couple times. Like every team in the NFL runs it, and the good teams know how to stop it.
It's such a base play. I don't understand why it's such an issue after so long. You think about training camp where guys are running vanilla plays. It's what you see in training camp. It's what you're watching the offense run in training camp over and over and over again. It's a really simple play.
And you can't blame injuries because when I talked to Quan Martin at training camp, we were boots on the ground. He said, yeah, we feel really good about our defense flying around, and Will Harris is going to be the tight end stopper. Well, when he was healthy, we still weren't stopping tight ends.
We haven't been stopping tight ends in 20 years. I mean, just the parade of, like, go back to Jeremy Shockey torching these guys for 150 yards.
Jason Witten.
That's what's discouraging. Dan Quinn doesn't own the last 20 years, but we've watched him. We've watched the last 20 years of these guys can't put a secondary together, can't stop tight ends. They get torched by them every week. We've watched it over and over and over again. That's the frustration for us.
Right.
We've lived it for so long.
We've seen this team get torched by tight ends since Zach Ertz was on the Eagles.
Exactly.
And way before that.
The torture has become the torchee. It goes all the way back. It's really frustrating. And I understand Dan Quinn can't be held responsible for the last 20 years, but he could be held responsible for the last four games, and they just haven't been good enough. None of the four have been in the secondary. Even in that Giants game, when Russ had a second, he threw it deep and had success. That Raiders game, they started strong. They ended strong the first and fourth quarters. When the D-line wasn't operating at a phenomenal level, the secondary was breaking down. I don't think they've had a good half yet this year.
Yeah, and the other thing that's really frustrating is with the way our defense is playing, like, all offseason, we were contenders, right? We were the real deal.
Sure.
Right? Week one, we were the real deal.
Yeah.
We whooped up on the Giants. Where do you think we are in power rankings right now? I don't think we're top 10.
Nah, I think we're between 10 and 15, though. Yeah, I'd put us about 12.
I mean, that's so deflating.
Not solidly in the playoffs.
16 right now on ESPN.
Oh, I disagree with that. They're better than that. It's one glaring weakness. And a chance to shore it up. They traded for Marshawn Lattimore last year. Trade for somebody this year. Keep trying.
It's a glaring weakness on defense and an offense that's down five starters.
Yeah, but Jaden's coming back. Terry will come back at some point. It's not a fatal blow. Bill looked so good, by the way. I know I'm late to the bandwagon, but I hope people make room for me on it. He looked fantastic. He played really well. This is still a playoff football team. And they may not win against the Chargers. I've penciled this as a loss for a long time. I think the Chargers are sneaky good this year. Maybe not even sneaky good anymore after their first few games. They may not win this week. This is a team that's capable of making the playoffs, though, and I think they still have enough talent on the team to do it.
That's Michael Phillips. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The National Football League is such a week-by-week league. Carolina blows out the Falcons. Atlanta then beats Washington. The Chargers look like the best team in the AFC. They then lose to the New York Giants. It's just craziness every single week in the NFL. Heck, Buffalo nearly blew a game at home to New Orleans. We'll go around the NFL here on an Overreaction Tuesday. It's NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So my first overreaction is that everybody is just way overhyping Jackson Dart. He's still Jackson Fart to me, who had 5 sacks in the game there. The team scored 21 points and beat the Chargers because of their defense. My hot take is that Russell Wilson would have won that game. My overreaction. Stop hyping up Jackson Dart after one performance when Russell Wilson was throwing for an average of 250 yards every single game. He would have absolutely won that game because the defense won that game with their 2 interceptions, with their big sacks on Justin Herbert, with the stops that they had on third down holding the Chargers to 4 of 12. We got to stop overhyping Jackson Dart after one game because he had one little nice touchdown run.
It felt like the team was playing for him, though.
I mean,
defense showed up with him. He ran hard. He played hard. I think the whole Giants team really rallied behind Dart, and I think you give him a little bit for that. Yeah, he didn't look amazing, and the sacks were bad. For a debut NFL game, I think he did above average.
Let me tell you the truth, all right? The truth is the defense won them this game because the defense held the Chargers to 18 points. You know what the defense had given up? 40, 21, and 22. If the defense gives up 21 or 22, they don't win the game. They don't win the game. The defense won them that game. The defense was awful the first 2 weeks of the season. The defense won them that game. My overreaction is Jackson Dart will come back down to earth. What are you overreacting about today, Jeremy?
I'm overreacting. I think Zach Taylor should have been fired right after that game. It was just atrocious the way they always have these horrible starts to the season. He's not adjusting under Jake Browning. They need to make a switch, and they need to make it now.
I don't think you're overreacting. No, I think you're living in reality.
It's a poorly coached team.
Cincinnati should have fired their coach last year. Somehow kept his job because he told the dumb owner, hey, I'm going to play Joe Burrow in preseason. Just get everybody fired up week one. We're going to be back. No, you got off to a 2-0 start, and look where you are. Now you're 2-2. You don't have your quarterback. You can't get a stop defensively. And you've paid everybody, too. That's the other part. They've paid all their stars to be in a win-now mode, and they're just not. What are you overreacting about, Stubb?
I think that people might be overreacting to how close that Saints game was with the Bills. Josh Allen, in his press conference after the Dolphins game, he kind of mentioned that they're playing to what they need to play. I think if Josh Allen wanted to go out there and the whole team wanted to play their best game, they could have beat them by 40. I think they did what they had to. I think that was never even close to the Bills losing that game. I think the Saints are as bad as I keep saying they are.
Yeah. I'm overreacting about the Philadelphia Eagles' 4-0 record. I don't think they're the top team in the NFC, even though they're undefeated.
Who do you think it is?
I mean, I'm putting the Rams real close to the top right now.
I like the Rams a lot.
I really like the Rams. I also like the Lions.
I mean, the Rams are a blocked field goal away from being the 4-0 team versus the 3-1 Eagles, right? I think the Rams are so good. Puka Nacua is basically going to be wide receiver one this season if things continue.
Yeah. No, I'm all in on the Rams and Detroit as the top two teams in the conference right now. Philly, just they just look like they've got so many weaknesses. No. 1 week it's the offense, 1 week it's the defense.
No completed passes in a half.
Right.
Unreal.
I know, and he has had barely any passes more than 5 yards.
Yeah, A.J. Brown basically doesn't exist.
He was just dropped in my fantasy league. I picked him up because I'm hoping that they'll turn it around.
And they probably will. That's a stupid drop.
What are you overreacting about, Jeremy?
I don't think the Ravens can beat any good teams in the NFL.
Ooh.
It feels like it.
I mean, I don't think they're a playoff team anymore. I don't think they are. Now, they should be able to beat Houston this weekend, but if Lamar's out, that becomes a big question right there. And their schedule is difficult, right? Rams, we just said one of the best teams in the NFC. Bears, all right? Then you're at Miami, at Minnesota, at Cleveland. That's a three-game road stretch where, yes, it's not the most difficult opponents, but it's 3 weeks in a row on the road.
You really got to look at the Mike McDonald impact, I think. I mean, you look at the Seahawks defense, and you look at the regression the Ravens defense had. He clearly was all over that.
Yeah, I didn't feel like you saw that last year. Right? No, he was there last year in Seattle, but this year you're seeing
it's really stepped up, and the Ravens have taken another step back without him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at how many points. They're giving up the most points of any team in the league right now, 33.3. The worst defense in the league.
Yeah.
If Washington played them, we might even win. It's crazy. All right, we're going around the NFL here on an Overreaction Tuesday. What'd you guys think of the Monday Night Football games? I mean, was that just
boring,
awful football right there?
Disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, just wow. Did you watch the injury? I'm going to overreact right now and say I should never watch injuries again.
I was not.
I almost vomited.
I was not watching in the moment. I saw a text from my friend that said, do not look at the screen. Yeah. So I took his advice.
Twitter started putting a safety viewing over it because it was, fun to view it. Awful.
I mean, awful. It's not like the Dolphins season is over because of this Tyreek injury. The Dolphins season was already over, but
yeah.
You hate to see it for a player that good.
Absolutely. All right, so week 5 of the NFL season begins in just 2 days from Inglewood, California. The 49ers against the LA Rams. Another opportunity for LA to get a win to move to 3-0 at home with Matthew Stafford, Kyron Williams, and Puka Nacua. Any other overreactions here you wanted to get to?
I think Ibuka is the very clear rookie of the year.
Yeah,
I would be shocked if anyone else.
No, that's a great point right there. He's been awesome. He's just blown me away.
You think this is a team with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin,
right?
And then they draft a rookie, and he's as good. Unbelievable. He's such a fun player to watch. He bodies every game. I don't even know who's close to being second. Quinshon Judkins, maybe.
Well, it's actually Tetra McMillan's only 4 yards behind him.
Really?
The problem is Buka's 4 touchdowns. Yeah. Tetra has 0. So he's had a solid rookie season for the Panthers. The problem is Panthers aren't scoring the ball, right? So he's averaging about 60 yards a game right now, but he hasn't gotten into the end zone. That's what's holding him back for Rookie of the Year. Yeah. I mean, Bill got a Rookie of the Week.
Yeah, so did Geno Lane.
He's not in there for Rookie of the Year.
I think Judkins would be your second pick, and I guess we'll see how many games Dart wins, but I wouldn't expect him.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect him to.
If we're picking a quarterback, I guess it would be him, but that's not going
to
happen.
Well, they've got the Saints this weekend on the road. Maybe he could get to 2-0. I will not be picking the Giants. That is for sure. We did come to our conclusion in our Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool. We are sticking with the Circa Survivor rules as they are the $1 million prize. Our prize is just about $50, but it's a good one.
$70.
Oh, it's up to $70?
Yeah, it's up to $70.
That's why we allow buybacks. That's why we allow them buy back. Jeremy, you want to buy back? Oh, you're already in.
I'm still here.
Well, buy back when
you're all in. This is the best that 9-10 has ever done. Three of us and MP are still in the game.
You guys are actually listening to the show now. Taking notes. I like it. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So the update in the Survivor Pool, Rob Hoffman eliminated for selecting the Green Bay Packers. Eliminated.
We lost 3 players this week.
A tie is a tie, and it's not a win.
Ties a tie, not a win.
Not a win. I was definitely a little worried, but Buffalo got the win, and I survived. You've been listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back with we got some really good guests that will join us before the end of the show today. So you don't want to miss it. Stay locked to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. You got the 804 broadcast game of the week. Gary Hess, Gary Criswell also here on Thursday nights for the 804 high school football walkthrough. On Saturdays, your homes for the Hokies and the Hoos, and on Sundays, all things NFL and the Washington Commanders. And here on a Tuesday, September 30th, live and local in Richmond, Virginia, it is a Touchdown Tuesday on The Fan.
Touchdown Tuesday. All the best scoring plays from the biggest showdowns across the National Football League.
Inside the 10, into the end zone for a touchdown.
Straight into the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
At the end of the day, all that matters is getting into the end zone.
Take it all the way for a touchdown.
Touchdown Tuesday on AWOD Radio.
So I want to start with NFL receivers, because when Amon-Ra St. Brown got into the end zone twice, he became the leader in NFL receiving touchdowns through 4 weeks of the season. On a Touchdown Tuesday, we honor you, Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Detroit Lions.
Lady, what's that?
Third and goal. Fake to Montgomery. St. Brown, touchdown. Third and goal. St. Brown to the end zone. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Jared Goff finds his favorite weapon twice as he gets into the end zone. 6-4 Amon-Ra. Rome Odunze has 5. Romeo Doubs, who a lot of people are dubbing the Darth Vader of the NFL, almost looking like he's wearing the Spaceballs helmet with his Guardian cap. He scored 3 tutties. Let's take a listen to the call.
Love looking quick towards Romeo Doubs. Held on. Touchdown, Green Bay. And Love slant. Doubs, touchdown. Cowboys bringing 4. Love throwing end zone. Touchdown. Romeo Doubs again.
And the dark side ends with a tie, though, in the 40-40 game against the Dallas Cowboys. How about the rookie of the year so far, though? Emeka Abuka with 4. Quentin Johnson of the Chargers is 4. Washington will certainly need to keep an eye on him if they're going to get the win this weekend. George Pickens was good. He has 4. And Trey Tucker with 4 as well. Trey Trucker. He's with the Seahawks, right?
No, that's the Raiders.
Oh, Raider guy.
It's because he got 3 against us.
There's Tucker and there's Trucker this year in the NFL. It's been confusing for me. Let's go to college football. Who do you want to highlight, Stubb, on a Touchdown Tuesday?
Let's see. I want to highlight a guy who sounds a lot like our guy, Jalen Daniels.
Yeah, from Kansas.
16 passing touchdowns. That's number 2 on the season so far. Here's him connecting for a 75-yarder.
He's here in year 6. Nice catch. Henderson off to the races with a vapor trail behind him.
Touchdown Tuesday!
You know, there is a massive tie for 5th place in college football rushing touchdowns, and part of that tie is UVA's Jamari Taylor, who's gotten into the end zone 7 times, including his big touchdown right before the half. I did want to mention, Chandler Morris is not in the top 5 with his passing touchdowns, but he is if you include his 4 rushing touchdowns. His 14 total would have him tied for 4th place. But it is Sawyer Robertson who has 17 touchdowns this year for Baylor, and he had a 73-yard bomb over the weekend. Let's take a listen to the call.
But fouls from Oklahoma State. Wide open, running free. Kobe Prentice, give the man 6.
And that is a touchdown for Baylor, part of the 17 for Sawyer Robertson on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Touchdown
Tuesday!
Let's get back to the NFL and your leaders in the quarterback position. Caleb Williams has been much better this year. He's found the end zone 8 times. Matthew Stafford, leader of the LA Rams, 8 touchdowns. How about Aaron Rodgers? Stubb, when are you going to start respecting Aaron and the work he's doing for Pittsburgh this year? 8 touchdowns and a big win in Dublin for Pitt. Baker Mayfield, the NFL savant, with 8. It was a little too late this weekend against the Eagles. Lamar Jackson, who's currently injured with a hamstring injury, is the top leader in NFL passing touchdowns with 10. We highlight you on a Touchdown Tuesday, Lamar.
Jackson 4 for 4 to start. He's going to throw here. Sidearms it to Hill, and he's in for the touchdown.
Touchdown!
Should have mentioned, so Amon-Ra St. Brown, number one wide receiver with 6. His quarterback, Jared Goff, is second with 9. Stubb, who's the leader at running back in the National Football League?
That would be right now James Cook with 5.
Buffalo Bill.
The only one right now. Yeah. Let's listen to him.
Here's Cook. James Cook is in for a touchdown.
Only a 1-yarder this week, but he's been crazy.
Jahmyr Gibbs has 4, Jalen Hurts has 4, Josh Jacobs has 4, and Javonte Williams with the Cowboys has 4. He is not getting enough credit. We did want to highlight Ashton Jeanty. He finally went back to his old college stance of standing upright.
Yes, he did.
64 yards to the house on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Jeanty springs free. Turns on the Jets, one guy to beat. Byard can't bring him down. And the rookie on a dead sprint.
Touchdown Tuesday!
You know, he was our Touchdown Tuesday champion last year, and that's why I had him as my Heisman favorite. We'll close out with Chris Brazel of Tennessee. He is the top receiving leader in college football with his 7 touchdown grabs.
Aguilar, touchdown, Tennessee. Brazel with the catch. 15-yard strike.
Touchdown Tuesday!
You know, they did that college football quarterback swap in the offseason with Nico Iamaliva leaving Tennessee to UCLA. But the UCLA guy that's come to Tennessee, Aguilar, he's been really good. And he's helped Tennessee get off to a good start. So, Touchdown Tuesday here on AYR Radio. Stubb, we'll throw it to you. Who do you want to highlight here?
Yeah, if we look at the rushing touchdown leaders, Jonah Coleman's been on top for a while despite 2 weeks without one. But also tied with 9 right now is Antoine Raymond from Rutgers and Ahmad Hardy from Missouri. He got 3 this past weekend.
Here's Ahmad. Doing Ahmad things. Touchdown Mizzou. End zone. Touchdown for 29, Ahmad Hardy. Mizzou is glad he did. Ahmad Hardy, 3 times in the end zone tonight.
I mean, that announcer, he let the crowd carry those calls. I didn't even know how long of a carry that was for Ahmad Hardy. Kaywon Lacy at Ole Miss has 8. They've gotten off to a good start to the season. Needed that over the weekend and got it. And then Jordan Davidson at Oregon has 7.
Something I want to note is there are 2 Indiana receivers tied for 3rd in receiving touchdowns right now with Amari Cooper Jr. and Elijah Serrett.
I mean, what Kurt Cignetti did last year was incredible, and he has kind of doubled down on it and had incredible success again at Indiana. I do think, though, I'm going to look ahead. I think their schedule heats up starting this weekend. Yes, I'm right. Week off this week, and then at number 2 Oregon on October 11th. That will be the biggest test of the year for Coach Kurt Cignetti, whose Indiana team is 5-0 and sits at the top of the Big Ten, tied with Oregon. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we still got an hour of the show left today. We will hear from Denton Day here on a Tuesday, get his thoughts on the Washington Commanders defense. When will Jaden Daniels make his return? And then we'll talk a little postseason baseball before we get out of here. Yes, they are underway for the first wild card matchup of the day. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We go out to the phone lines right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to our buddy from the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. and 106.7 The Fan, Denton Day. What's going on, Denton?
AWOD, what's up, man? How are you?
You know, yesterday was a misery Monday, and it kind of bled into the beginning of this show. I'm trying to stay positive. So I did a whole segment about how Deebo Samuel's been way better than we could have even expected. He's been leading this offense so far this season. He's been a legit number one weapon, and we don't have a number two or a number three right now. So give me something to be optimistic about. Keep it positive today for the 2-2 Commanders.
They run the ball better than just about anybody. You know, that's the most positive thing I can tell you. I looked at some numbers and I put them out on Twitter earlier. They're top five in a lot of categories, AWOD. They have more runs of 10-plus yards than they do have runs stuffed at the line of scrimmage to this point in the season. They're really, really good for the second year in a row, even without Jaden playing the last two games and running the football. I hope they lean into that more moving forward, but I was kind of blown away when I was looking at some of those numbers earlier this morning.
That's a great point, and it's been awesome to see that, all right, you trade Brian Robinson Jr., next man up. You lose Austin Ekeler, next man up. And Adam Peters, I kept saying, he's going to find a diamond in the rough, and it seems like he has with Bill, Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt. You know, everybody's panicking and freaking out about the defense. It's the same damn defense as last year, and you know what they did to improve the defense? You just keep the offense on the field. Right? Like, that needs to be what the case is moving forward. We have to start dominating time of possession once again.
Yeah, the best defense is going to be keeping your offense. Like you said, it's the best defense is going to be offense. If you're on the field for upwards of, you know, 35 to potentially 40 minutes in a 60-minute game, odds are you're going to win that football game, more likely than not, especially when you have the success rate that at least last year this team had when it came to scoring, when they had on fourth down. Are you going to have the exact same success rate on fourth down? Probably not. That feels like a statistic, not impossibility, but improbability. But if you're putting together long, sustained drives, at the very least, you're giving your defense a rest. And then at the very best, you're just not allowing the other offense on the field because you don't turn the football over. So that's going to come with running the football. I would love to see Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt continue to get more and more carries. He, to me, is definitely the best running back of the group in terms of just the natural tendencies, the talent, the agility, the vision. He does everything really, really well. I want to see a lot more of him, but I'm with you. Keep that offense on the field for as long as possible, and it's going to result in very similar results to what we saw last year.
Right. That's got to be what they do moving forward here. Complementary football. How do you help the defense out? Keep them off the field. Let them rest. And then when they come in, they can't break. We got to bend, but we cannot break. Giving up red zone touchdowns is going to just kill this team because their offense is good enough that they can live with the defense giving up 3 points, you know, almost every single drive. Just cannot give up touchdowns. Jaden Daniels. Last week, I wanted him back, but I started the show by saying it's probably best to sit him another week, especially with the way Mariota played. Where are you at this weekend?
I'm ready to see him this weekend. You know, I think I was with you. You're 2 weeks. It's really 2.5 weeks for a knee injury. Be cautious. But if the doctor says he's good, go put him out there. You want your best player on the field as often as possible. I thought Marcus was fine in the two games. You know, I thought he was really good against Las Vegas. I think the numbers were a little bit inflated this weekend. You know, Atlanta started to play just a little bit softer once it was very clear that they could be up, you know, 2 scores at any given moment because the defense couldn't stop them. So I think his numbers last week were just a tad bit inflated, but he wasn't bad by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm ready to see number 5 out there. Be cautious with the knee injury. If the doctor gives him the thumbs up, he should be out there on the field.
Denton, special teams has been special. It's been a bright spot this year, and it was a lot of Debo, and then you even got it from Luke McCaffrey as well. We have to give credit to Matt Gay, you know, straight through the uprights there, 4 for 4. You know, when we talk about the positives, that is something that we need to highlight, and it's been great to see, and I still think there's even more room for them to grow on special teams. I really do.
It's been the most consistent unit by far. Yeah, the returning game, whether it's Debo, Luke, as you mentioned, and then, of course, Jalen Lane, all of those guys are being – they're getting to open field, and that's what you want out of a return man. I want you in open field because a lot of those guys, all those guys, have really, really, really nice speed and really nice athleticism, so they've done a really good job. I'd like to see the coverage unit be just a tad bit better. You know, the missile Nick Ballore was kind of a non-factor this weekend. He's been awesome, though, in the first, you know, couple games of the season. That dude loves to hit. He just likes to run, and he likes to hit. So I'd like to see them be a little bit better, but that's just nitpicking. I think it's by far been the most consistent group of the three units so far this season. I've been really, really impressed.
You know, we've been arguing here about, you know, I told you we're staying positive, but we've been arguing about defensively. Was that on the coaching staff or on the players? I'm on team, the coaches coached it up. The players did not execute. I really feel like this came down to miscommunications between the players. That's not the coach's fault.
Yeah, I would say probably, you know, 45% player, 40% coaches, and then 15% roster building, because it's very clear they don't have a dynamic edge guy. And we cried about this, at least I did, this entire offseason. I was like, get a dynamic edge guy. Now, in fairness to Adam Peters, there weren't a lot available. You weren't going to overpay for Trey Hendrickson, and I don't know how much he was really available anyway. I think there was always going to be something done between him and Cincinnati. And a lot of the guys that you could have drafted at the spot where you drafted Josh Connerly, well, they haven't been that good either. Like, Mike Green doesn't have a sack. Ezeraku doesn't have a sack. Like, all of those dudes, Nick Scorton out of Texas A&M, he doesn't have a sack. All those dudes that were available that some of us wanted to see drafted when they drafted Connolly, none of them have sacks through the first 4 games of the season. So they got it right there, but just it is the unfortunate reality. If you don't have a game wrecker on defense, you really kind of expose some of your other weaknesses. If you have a guy that can get after the quarterback, a lot of those things are maybe lessened. And I think last year you saw that. While Dante Fowler wasn't, you know, great in run by any stretch of the imagination, you could still get after the quarterback a little bit. They don't really have that guy right now. Von Miller's old. Dietrich Wise is hurt. Dorrance Armstrong, for whatever reason, on a key third down, was dropped into pass coverage. That's why I'm putting a little bit of blame on the coaches, because, like, what are you doing there? Get your best pass rusher in a crucial third down, getting him, pinning his ears back and getting him after the quarterback. So I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. But the biggest thing, Awad, is you have to tackle. It's really important in football. You can't thump guys. You can't wrap guys. You can't throw some elbows and throw a shoulder. You have to tackle, and they did a terrible job of that against Atlanta.
Denton Day with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Check him out as a host on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. You know, Denton, it's such a week-by-week league, but it just feels like a terrible matchup here. Oh, Atlanta was pissed off. I think the Chargers might be even more pissed after losing to the Giants. How does Washington go across the country and get a win?
You got to fluster Justin Herbert a little bit. The first 3 games of the season, he was really, really strong. Last week against New York, he was not. Now, they're going to be without both Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater. So their two starting tackles are going to be down. That does give Washington an opportunity. They played really well, A-Watt, against bad offensive lines. So I'm going into this weekend thinking, hey, this Chargers offensive line isn't going to be – they're not going to be bad necessarily, but they're not going to be good either. I think it's going to come down to Javon Kinlaw and Jerron Payne. Those are the two best players on that defensive front. They need to be really, really awesome and get in the face constantly of Justin Herbert. If you can neutralize him and they're not having success running the football, you're going to put yourself in a position to win. It's going to be really difficult for them to establish the run with two backup tackles. Now, if they start to establish the run with two backup tackles – I mean, you mop it up like it's over. If you can't stop the run when they get backup offensive line in there, you're going to be in for a long day against a Jim Harbaugh, I love to run the football kind of team.
Yeah, I kind of think the offense will need to score 30 for us to go and win this game in L.A. Which is more concerning in terms of the lack of production from second-year guys, Johnny Newton, Ben Sennett?
I would say Johnny Newton because that is such a massive issue right now. I actually think Ben Sennett was really good this weekend. Now, he's not active in the pass game, which is a little bit of a bummer, but I thought he blocked really well this weekend, and he's been really crucial in the run game. He's not as good as John Bates when it comes to blocking, but I didn't notice a massive drop-off this weekend, so I thought that was really positive as far as Ben Sennett is concerned. So I'm going to say Johnny Newton because I thought Johnny Newton would be much more of a factor in pass-rushing situations from that interior, and he really hasn't been.
Big picture, do you feel like this is still a playoff team? Is this a franchise that's going in the right direction?
If Jaden Daniels comes out this weekend and plays much more like he did in 2024, yes. This was always going to be about him. Number five is going to take this team as far as he possibly can, and then that's pretty much it. I don't see a lot of help coming from the defense. Now, maybe help comes from the run game, but the team is going to go as far as Jaden Daniels takes them. So if he is healthy the rest of the way, then I do believe they'll be a playoff team. If not, or if they just have too many injuries outside of him, I think they might be in a little bit of trouble. But Jaden is, as long as Jaden is the quarterback, they're always going to have a chance.
From my perspective, it feels like there has been a limited number of deep shots this year. And with our weakened secondary, that's all people are doing against us, right? I mean, Packers went deep five times in the first half. The Raiders took some deep shots, right? So with Cliff Kingsbury, is he not calling them? Have we not had the right personnel? Because there's so many things that can happen. Obviously, the negative thing is you throw an interception. But you could get a pass interference. You could get a holding penalty, automatic first down, or your wide receiver could make the play. Why does it feel like, from my perspective, we just haven't had very many deep shots?
I think A-Watt, this is the real Cliff, because if I remember correctly, we had these same questions after the first 3-4 weeks of last year.
We did.
They just take a while to get into the deep shot. But then it felt like after that Terry play on Monday Night Football, and then a couple weeks after that, there was the Terry play against Cleveland. It really felt like the deep shots started to come, because remember, Diami scored in that Cleveland game as well on a deep shot. So it feels like it's once you get the first one and it really connects, then I feel like the confidence level for Jaden is going to come up a little bit, and Cliff's confidence level will come up a little bit. So I feel like they're still waiting on that big deep play to really open up the offense a little bit. I just really wish it didn't take, this year, potentially 5 weeks into the season before we got it.
Yeah, I think honestly, Cliff Kingsbury is dealing with the cards that he was dealt. His wide receiver one missed 99% of training camp. His quarterback one has been injured. How do you take deep shots down the field? You just can't. You simplify the offense. Hopefully they can get back to getting healthy moving forward. Denton, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, A-Watt, I appreciate it.
You're listening to A-Watt Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.